This time on Beauty Will Save the World with Father Barnabas Powell.
I am an unprofitable servant. This is my responsibility and this failure is mine. No more excuses. I will no longer stand by and watch another generation of Orthodox young people be sacrificed to the God of this age because I was too timid or too weak or too passive to speak out and to stand firm and to declare and proclaim the vibrant and evangelistic message of Orthodoxy to my generation. You know, recently there's been a lot of talk about the statistic that 6 out of 10 of our young people will leave the church when they go off to college. Recently, Barna Research came out with 6 reasons why young people leave the church. You know, as I thought about this reality, it became clear to me that we can ponder all kinds of answers to these issues. We can convene committees or to study all these issues, and we can create youth programs and other gimmicks to try to keep our kids in the faith. We can shame, we can lecture, we can worry, we can wring our hands, we can blame, we can assign fault, or any number of other fruitless gestures and waste of time. But the one thing I can do as the church has always called me to do. I can repent. You see, the path of repentance is the only path to authentic salvation in my own life and in your life. The fact is, these symptoms of our young people are symptoms only. They are not the real problem. Our real sickness runs deeper than this, or that spiritual band-aid that we may try to put on this problem. It's a spiritual issue. The Greeks have a fond, wonderful saying. It says, the fish rots from the head down. So, in light of the above, and in light of the seriousness of these problems of reaching out to our kids, and reaching out to our families, and reaching out to our communities, what are we going to do? It's not going to be solved by hand-wringing or establishing committees or select groups or new programs in any other effort until we get to the very heart of the problem. And the heart of the problem is, I need to repent. I need to practice Matanya. You see, I'm called to be the spiritual leader of my community. I'm called and even ordained to be the father among the faithful. That's why we say father is not a title in our Orthodox faith. These young people are my responsibility. And so this failure is mine. I have failed these young people. I have failed to reach out. I have failed to be present. I have failed to so incarnate the gospel to them that they can see the light to embrace for their own selves. I have failed to model the fullness of the faith to them. I have failed to equip their parents to be authentic and purposeful Orthodox Christians in their home, to see beyond their Orthodox faith as a mere cultural decoration, but an actual vibrant practice of the faith. I have failed to preach and to teach and to proclaim the faith as the most precious possession we have as in our community. I have failed to be faithful to my generation, and I need to repent. I have all too often made excuses for these failures by saying, well, we're a small church, or we're a poor church, or we're a, name your particular ethnicity here, church, and we just are not able, or we just don't know how. We don't reach out. We're not really evangelistic. But I'm an Orthodox priest. I have at my disposal the fullness of the Catholic faith. I have at my disposal 20 centuries of Christian wisdom and the faithful lives of the saints who regularly pray for me and my parish. I have been given by the laying on of hands the power of the Holy Spirit that makes up for all my particular failures and weaknesses. In light of this overwhelming treasure, in light of this overwhelming responsibility, in light of this overwhelming example of outreach and purposeful faith throughout the centuries, I'm just without excuse. I have allowed my community to say they are the faithful without calling them to be, in fact, the faithful. I have allowed my parish to waste precious energy arguing over trivial matters while eternal matters lie unattended. I have allowed my precious faithful to forget the wisdom of the prophet Nehemiah when he asked, "Why is the house of God forsaken?" I have all too often reduced the priesthood to a mere religious bureaucracy. And I have all too often been concerned more about my own comfort and ease than the well-being of my own soul and the persons under my care. I have treated the priesthood as more of a career than a vocation. I am an unprofitable servant. This is my responsibility, and this failure is mine. No more excuses. So, especially during this time of year, please forgive me and pray for me that I will amend my ways and appropriate all the strength and all of the example and all of the wonderful gifts that the Holy Spirit has given to me in this precious Orthodox Christian faith. I will no longer stand by and watch another generation of Orthodox young people be sacrificed to the God of this age because I was too timid or too weak or too passive to speak out and to stand firm and to declare and proclaim the vibrant and evangelistic message of Orthodoxy to my generation. I am going to learn how to repent. Lord, please forgive me. Perhaps that's a prayer we should all pray. After all, beauty will save the world.